Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. I have a deep question for you today. Deep only because people don't think about this very frequently. It's uncomfortable. Do you know your blind spots? This is a question as a leader I try to ask my team regularly. Because only when we know our blind spots can we address them. I know mine. I have two major blind spots when I'm leading big teams. One is I realize that my teams know the technology way better than I do. I know it functionally. They know it from a developmental perspective. So when I need to make good decisions with technology, I need to add those team members to the room. That's number one. Number two blind spot is probably a little more personal, but it bleeds over to my professional. And that is, I have a tendency to believe everyone at face value until I'm proven wrong. Sure, that leads to some uncomfortable situations, but I have chosen this path and I know it's a blind spot. So sometimes I surround myself with more cynical people to help me see the other side of things, that it's not all rosy at times. But the ability to see blind spots is one of the most important characteristics for leaders. If we know our blind spots, we can address them by either building up that area or adding people to our circle that have that skill. Many of you all would laugh at my personal life, where you all have a good feel for my personality, I think. Those of you who are regular listeners, pretty laid back. I seek knowledge all the time, but it's usually in our little niche of the world. My wife is a calculus teacher, very, very smart. And so she sees the world black and white. I joke that she was born with a red pen in her hand, looking to edit everything. And so together, we see the world pretty fairly, just because we're so different. However, when we're trying to interact, sometimes it gets quite humorous for those around us, because we are so different. So Jeffrey, how does this impact our service management, asset management, and business continuity lives? It's a great question. Let me give you three examples. If your organization sees service management from a tool-centric view, or on the opposite end, a process-centered view, without very much concern for the other, maybe you need to augment your staff in a different way. Number two, if your organization sees asset management as bits and bytes, hey, we have this hardware there, we have this software there, instead of value, you need to address that, because we need to see it from both sides, both the value, our asset management programs, from value as well as the technical side. And business continuity is even more extreme. You do need those cynical people to say, what would happen if? And if you do not have them around you, now's a great time to start. This is a great time for you to take inventory and plot a course for improvement. Plot, how am I going to address this? But it's hard to sit there and reflect, what are my blind spots? Because they're blind to you by definition. Hopefully this is something for you to think about this Wednesday. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. I ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. Have an awesome, awesome rest of your Wednesday.